Hey Fadies, DM Brad here. Thanks for joining us for the third exciting installment of our Surge story. There was a lot of S's in there. Last time, Kydron, Rad, Sasha, Kaylani the Wielder, and Makariri the Frost Giant fought off an enormous army of ice mephits and golems, while Cloud raced to the top of the Invisible Dream Tower. That's a weird sentence. When it looked like the battle was lost, Cloud reached a shimmering purple portal and heard a welcoming voice in his mind. The heroes saw a blinding flash of light and then a barrage of scenes depicting an ancient battle and what appeared to be the dreams of all living things.
Everything is all good to gravy?
Yeah. All I've got here is storylines equal find Lon equal Castle of Glass. Nope, not even the right game. There we go. That's why that's not making sense. I'm like, what is going on? Why is this not jogging any memories?
We had Oliver running up that tower to meet the goddess while we forced off the big fucking army of ice giants and mephits. And that's why we're all a bit fucked up. I'm unconscious. Kydron's unconscious. Rad and you went flying, Sasha, with Kaylani. Keep her safe.
Why can I not find any notes?
Sasha came down to join the fight and made sure that Kaylani stayed up in the sky, who kept ineffectively dropping fireballs.
Okay. Frost Giant, don't tell me to find you. Don't tell me to help you. Has the other half of the Learman Stone. Brute Wall Defensive Stone Make Giant Family 87 Winters Old. That's what my notes say. I don't know if that jogs people's memory or not.
Currently winter frost. Yeah.
Yes. Makariri, the frost giant who is helping you, because the portion of the Learman community godheart basically told him to. Told him that you're on an important mission and he needs to help. And some of you touched that stone and got flashes of how everyone is connected.
It didn't turn out that Oliver was the most important one, which is a bit of a bastard.
His character, Cloud, or Athos Moonsword, was very important. Instrumental, some would say, in making what happened happen.
But now he's dead.
Yeah. He got whisked off somewhere.
You guys don't know his fate, but if you ask someone, you might find out his fate. Up to your characters to ask what happened to our friend. Where did he go?
So hang on, so we're there, so this army has that army's all fucked off.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, so the way that it ended is you were fending off the army of mephits and ice golems while Cloud climbed inside the invisible tower until he reached a portal that spoke to him and said, "Welcome, dreamer." And then there was a blinding flash of light and all of you got treated to a narrative cutscene of some significant event that happened a very, very, very long time ago. The light dissipates and you find yourself standing on a narrow stone pathway, hovering in an infinite starry night sky.
Wait, am I still, like, fucked up physically? From...
Give yourselves a full rest.
Sweet.
So I look around and who do I see? I see everyone.
You see your two friends. You do not see Cloud.
What about the young lady who's flying around dropping fireballs? Oh,
you don't see Kaylani and you don't see Makariri the Frost Giant.
It's just the three of us.
Yep.
Okay. Red, Hydron, and Sasha.
Where are we? In like a dramatic fashion. And I try to remember what Red Boomerang's voice sounds like.
I don't think
you
ever had much voice.
Sasha's never had a voice because we were never on a podcast before.
Come on, guys.
We can't see anything else. So there wouldn't be an obvious entity to ask where our friend is at this point.
Yeah, correct. You're just on a path in nothingness, just in an infinite starry night sky.
Where are we?
Has it got a, like a railing, like a bridge, or is it just
no? Flat, it's just
off nothing.
Yep, correct.
All right. I look to my left. Do I see anything, or is it just featureless until it vanishes to a point?
Yep.
Same on the right?
Yep.
Can I do a religion check to see if I recognize this as any like religious afterlife or any place of religious significance, given everything that's been happening?
Yeah, sure.
So it's a 7 plus 5. 12.
Okay. Yeah, you get the feeling that it has something to do with the big dream crystal thing that you had and the butterflies that formed the tower and things like that, but you don't really have enough information to piece anything together.
Sorry for terrible notes. What was the name of that god again?
Freylan.
Freylan. So I'd probably get enough of a feeling to yell out and sort of beseech Freylan, see if Freylan is there.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm not good at the actual roleplay, but yeah, Kydron would call out to Freylan, basically.
Meanwhile, okay. Sasha's got her rope and she's like sort of throwing it over the side of the path to see if it goes down or not. You know, like yeah, just it, to sort it, of test it.
Yeah, it drops like gravity.
Okay. Good to know. Don't go off the path.
Yeah.
Kydron, you hear the faintest of voices in the back of your head, and it's faint enough that you don't know if it's an actual voice or if it's just your own mind, just saying, welcome, dreamer.
Okay, well, I'll tell everybody that I just heard that, and that I, from that, probably assume we are somewhere under the protection of Freylan or near. Yeah, I don't know. What do you guys reckon?
Welcome, dreamer, and that's what we hear you say.
Yeah.
And I call out, welcome, goddess of dreams. Hi.
Okay, hang on.
Wait, which game were we in now?
Wait, Sasha waves.
Are you opening the door?
Sasha waves at another demigod or god. And she has flashbacks of weird character in another world waving across a balcony. God.
You hear in your mind, Sasha, again, extremely faint, as you know, faint enough to not know if it's your mind playing tricks on you or an actual voice. They just says, welcome back.
Oh, hell no. Sasha says out loud, oh, hell no. Like, I've had enough of being places that I haven't been before, that apparently I have been before. This is getting complicated. And she folds her arms a bit. And then explains that it said, welcome back.
Yeah, so we might be getting a bit closer to how the hell you ended up in our dimension.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, I guess, do we start following this path? I mean,
I would.
Doesn't seem to lead anywhere.
I want to, like, jump and see if it's, like, particularly floaty, because Freylan's, like, you know, goddess of butterflies. Can we, like, is it, like, normal walking, or can I, like, moonwalk it, you know?
It's normal, boring gravity walking. It's not moonhopping.
So Sasha goes to, like, leap up into the air, and then she just sort of comes crashing down to ground again.
Also, can't you literally fly, like, regularly in the other
world? Yeah, you know, but it takes a spell.
Yeah. So, all right, so we just start walking, I guess, guys, do we?
Yeah.
Why? What? Why?
Well, I don't know, why not?
Like, is that how we decide to do a thing? Why not?
Well, I don't know. What's your suggestion, man? I mean, I'm open to ideas, obviously.
Red just sits down and waits. Just...
Okay. I mean, it is the kingdom of dreams, right? And luck and all of that kind of stuff. Can we, like, just kind of close our eyes and imagine, like, getting to the end of the road? Is that a thing that would work?
Is that you asking me or Sasha asking her friends?
That would be Sasha asking her friends.
And Kydron would probably think it's stupid, but also worth trying, basically.
I don't observe any
so
of the...
crazy it might work. What's that?
I'm just trying to check if I have a faith. I do not have a faith. Yeah, I don't know. I watch the horizon. If you want to walk anywhere, I'll walk with you. But I just I think Rad is,
Yeah, Sasha goes. Well,
he's probably glad of the rest, if anything.
Yeah, fair. Sasha's gonna try it, just sort of close her eyes and think about being at the end of the pathway and there being, I don't know, something there at the end.
Okay. So anyone who's trying this sit down meditation technique.
Yeah.
Make a, let's call it a wisdom save.
It's a 4 plus 2.
mine's a 15.
Yeah, well, that's
okay. Yeah, Kydron, no wisdom finds you. You just sit there thinking.
I was just distracted by Rad just sitting there like munching on a blade of grass or something. I can't remember.
He's not cattle.
Yeah, but it seems like he should be doing something like that.
Sasha, you hear in your mind that same voice again that said welcome back, that just says are you worthy this time, dragon?
Oh, badass.
It's a bit passive aggressive.
Sasha thinks for a moment and says, I have done deeds that I would consider to be worthy. My morals are strong.
Wait, is she saying this out loud?
Yeah, probably, actually. It wouldn't really occur to her to just answer in her head, even though she is a sorcerer and knows to keep that shit silent. She trusts
also,
you guys, though.
Probably the party finds that strange.
Yeah, but she trusts you guys, so, she wouldn't be hiding that from you.
Okay, but, yeah, nothing happens. For however long it is that you sit here, hours, days...
All right, let's check in 2 days later.
Yep, you just died of starvation.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no way Sasha's sitting there that long, because she's impatient. She had been firing off freaking fire bolts into the bloody air. Fire bolts, that's the cantrip. I remember things. She would have stood up and said, wants to know if we're worthy. How does one prove one's worth?
Yeah.
I'm really tempted to jump. So it's just an endless void off the side of this path?
That's what it looks like. Just
and
like
when my
if
rope
you were
went
in...
down, it had gravity.
Yeah, it looks like you're in space, but the gravity suggests otherwise.
I dropped something, visible but low value from my equipment.
Okay, just like a gold piece or something, or a copper piece?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, you drop it, and it just falls and falls until it disappears from view. But then, about 10 or 15 feet up the path, away from you, you hear cling, cling.
Oh, God.
Fun.
It's the dragon all over again with Trezezic.
All right, sorry. I get up and I wander over to pick up the coin.
Yeah, it's your coin. It's the same kind of coin you dropped, at least.
Mindfuck.
Does that mean we're inside a Taurus?
It's a giant bag of holding.
So Kaylani's not there, right?
Correct.
So...
this to me implies that Pac-Man rules apply. Alright, I look for a power pill.
If we've been waiting here for a few hours or even overnight, well, I don't know if there is a night, but for long enough to have a good rest, nothing's happening. Should we go walking along the path now?
I go for a run. I choose a direction. I just go right, that way. And I just run.
Okay, sweet.
I wander behind her.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just follow...
I've got message. I can always yell back at them if I have to.
Probably not yet. It's not enough. So, but,
I suspect if I run in the other direction, we'll meet up sooner.
So, okay, do you do that?
Wait, actually, no. If she's running, I'm going to see if I can hit her with a coin.
I'll, like, drop it down and see if it hits me.
I'm throwing gold coin down off the side to see how close they can get to her.
I like this. Sasha, make a dick save.
Make a dick save? Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Ha! I rolled a 17 and I've got a +4. So 21, bitches!
Okay, a couple of coins go ding, ding, ding next to you, but you dodge in between them.
Ah, I'm so cool right now. I'm like,
Okay, and you spend 8 days doing this.
I clearly don't really get anywhere, is what you're saying. I run for like an hour.
Yeah. Okay, so you dodge those coins, and then you get, well before an hour, like you get a few hundred feet away. And there is just this brief flash of gold light throughout the whole place. Mm-hmm. Just like flash, and then it's gone.
How far away?
When she got like a few hundred feet away from your starting point, there was a brief flash.
We all saw it.
Yeah, you all saw the whole black night sky just lit up gold for a second.
But I'm still on this pathway and I'm still exactly where I am, and if I look back I can see them.
Yep.
Do it again. I try and hit it with a coin again.
I reverse. Because, like, obviously the flash would have made me stop. So I, like, reverse up to see if it does it when I back over it. If it's, like, a pressure plate, you know?
Okay, yep. There's the whole realm flashes gold again for a second. But then right in front of you, Sasha, on the path, a shimmering golden circle, like, circular portal doorway just opens up on the path right in front of you.
Can we see this at all?
I try and hit the portal with a coin.
Okay, so you drop it from where you are?
Yeah.
Sasha, roll a dex save.
Oh, God! Ha! Natural 20!
Oh,
yeah,
don't waste those on a fucking coin drop.
Well, you're making me roll!
You jump backwards to avoid this falling coin, and it hits the path and then pings into the portal and disappears.
Yeah.
I look at it, I cock my head, I jump into the portal going, Freeland!
Jesus.
Okay, everyone.
I guess we're pressed into looking at this portal now. Is the portal gone now that she's not stepping on the thing?
No, it's just there. It's just like a shimmering golden disc on the path.
Yeah. All right, I mean, if she's in, we're in, I guess. Yeah. So I walk the 100 meters or so, 100 yards, 100 feet.
Yep.
Yeah, they probably would have heard me yell it. I would have messaged Freeland at the same time. So you hear it bound in your head. Yeah.
Cool, so you eventually all hopped through this portal, and you appear in a space that looks exactly like where you were before, but the portal disappears behind you.
Okay, cool. I look at Red and I'm like, okay, I think I'm ready to jump over the side, dude.
As you're saying that, you hear a sort of screeching animalistic sound, sort of like from somewhere in the distance.
Should we go back in this portal? The other place seemed a bit more chill. Yeah.
The portal disappeared behind you.
Oh shit.
Nice thought though. Behind us, like as in off in the expanse, or on the other side of the path that we didn't try.
Pardon?
So
you step,
behind ourselves
you step
in the
it
void?
And it closed.
No. I mean the noise.
Oh, just from somewhere in this area.
Okay. Can I roll like a nature check to see if I recognize it?
What is
like an animal cry? What?
I want to drop like an orange, something that would break if you drop it.
Okay. You drop an orange, and yeah, on the path up ahead, an orange splats onto the path.
All right, so I'm not jumping. I think this is what we're getting.
This is the scientific method.
Wait, if I look at the orange, how fucked up does it look?
It's pretty splattered, like it's fallen a serious distance.
Alright.
How aggressive did that animal screech sound?
It didn't sound aggressive at all. So, Sasha, did you roll a nature check?
Yeah, I didn't roll it yet. I was waiting to see if I was allowed. Oh, 19 though. Man, I'm rolling hot. These dice that Joey gave me are awesome.
You recognize the sound. It sounds like an eagle. And it actually sounds like more than one.
Okay. Eagles. All right. And I say to my crew, like, eagles, did you hear that?
Yeah.
We could be like, you know, that wizard in that movie where he jumps from
the... Yep.
Let's do that.
Kaido is nodding slowly, but like really quite pleased with that idea. So, yeah, let's go and try and find the eagles.
Maybe if we wish for a ride, they'll get closer. We're in Freyland's domain, right?
Can't hurt.
I don't know what that means, I think.
I just think real hard about the eagles coming over my way and make eagle noises and wave my arms around.
Like when you're doing like
okay, so
stuff.
You're trying to dream them into being, is that what you're telling me?
Mm-hmm.
Make a religion check.
Oh, that's not as good. 9. What's my religion? +3. Cool, 12.
Okay. You see up ahead on the path, quite far up ahead, walking into view, but sort of like appearing out of the nothingness, is a creature like walking on four legs that looks like an eagle from the front with big long eagle wings, but it's walking more like a quadruped.
What are they called again? Griffins?
Hippogriffs.
Hippogriffs.
So cool. Like horsey size.
Yeah, and so one walks towards you, and then behind it there's another one, and behind it there's another one.
Oh. Is this a knowledge of nature situation, or is this more of an arcana?
Either way, if you wanted to identify it or find out something about it.
Or do we just all know what this is there?
Kydron likes his knowledge shit, so can he do arcana?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll do nature, why not?
It's a 4 plus 10. 14.
Ooh, my animal handling's not amazing. This is going to be interesting.
Yep. Kydron.
Is this a d20?
Yes.
Always.
Plus my int.
Everything is.
16.
Until
okay.
It's not
amazing. Yeah. Kydron and Rad, you immediately recognize these as hippogriffs, things that you've either heard of or read about. I'll let you decide that narratively, whichever is most appropriate. You have never seen them in your lives, but you know of their existence.
Are they like people or like beasts?
They're beasts, or they're actually monstrosities from a mechanical point of view, but yeah, they are not humanoid or like sentient.
Do we know any of their sort of strengths and weaknesses from our recollections?
No, I'd say you didn't roll high enough to know.
How did they get trapped here?
My drone would probably cast mage armor on himself because he's a giant wuss.
Yeah, true. Red Boomerang, I would like to propose to the rest of the party that we walk in the opposite direction.
Before I do this, Brad, are they making any noise? Like, and would you consider their speak to be a language?
They cannot speak any languages.
Okay. just trying to see how much of a fantasy world this what I'm currently in is. Okay, cool. Sasha is going to bow.
Wait, are you playing Podologic to Islands?
It's a dream world. We're in Freyland's world. Unless it's a nightmare and we're about to be in trouble.
Sure, yeah, I mean, you can bow. What effect do you
have?
So
they have seen it, they're obviously,
Yeah, they're
advancing. They're approaching.
I'm trying to hold
my ground, but be ready.
Yeah, I'm trying to say I am of no threat and, like, nice to meet you, kind of. Like, I'm trying to not be threatening.
I guess if you want to convey that through body language, that's performance.
Okay.
Show them your character battery. They love that.
That's better again. That's a 21.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. That's enough for
them
to.
Now want to mate with you.
You're in more trouble now than you were before.
Yeah.
They stop their advance about 50 odd feet away from you.
Okay. And now I want to try and see if I can get, like, close enough to get on one. So I'm like...
What?
Yeah.
How many are there in total?
Three.
There are three.
There's three of us.
One each.
Yeah, uh-huh. I can see the symmetry here.
Uh-huh. I'm just trying it. If it doesn't work, we'll have to fight them. But, you know, like, why not?
Okay, well, you go ahead. Kydron's going to be... Thinking the first few phrases of the fireball spell.
Yeah, fair. Sasha is dragon blood, so she is fierce and as fuck. She doesn't consider anything a threat, really.
Oh,
so
she's not wanting to be not worthy again, so she'll be going
pretty much, yeah. So she advances, and she's trying to, like, kind of get close enough to jump on.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. As you approach, I'm going to get you to roll animal handling with disadvantage.
Yep.
If you get under a 15, we're going to roll initiative.
Okay.
All right.
With disadvantage. Come on, babies. Yeah, I rolled a 15 and a 9, and my animal handling's only 2. So I rolled an 11 and a 17. I did try.
Okay, everybody roll initiative on this 10-foot wide path.
Excellent. Which I'm clearly on the front of and still somehow only managed to roll a 7 for my initiative.
I rolled a 3.
Yeah, I rolled a 3, but I've got a plus 4.
Plus 2, 5.
Jesus. This is going to be bad.
What are your totals?
5.
14.
Sasha?
7.
Okay. We have one of them is up first, and it's going to be the one that is right at the front and closest to Sasha. And it's going to leap forward and try and do 2 attacks, one with its beak and one with its claws. Ooh, that's a good start straight off the bat. 22 with the beak.
Mm-hmm. And my armor class is 17, so you know.
Yep. Cool. And that is... which die? Oh, 13 piercing damage with its beak. And a 19 with its claws. To do... 11 slashing with its claws.
Oof. That's not good, guys, by the way.
How are you?
Like, not great. Hang on. 13 plus 11 is 24, right? That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I was on 34, so...
Ooh.
Right.
Okay, and now it's Kydron.
Kydron, so they're all kind of clustered...
Yeah, they are size category large. They take up the whole width of the path themselves, like with their wingspan and everything. So it's They are 1-1-1 in sequence.
Well, I will cast Fireball on them.
Okay, you could get two of them if you center it between two of them.
Yep, I can't get all three.
No.
Alright, well, I'll do two of them then.
Front
is one
two.
Of them, one of them the one attacking Sasha?
Yeah, the front one's attacking Sasha.
Yeah, so that one and the close one.
Okay.
So
Dex save?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a nat one.
Okay, so they don't make it.
And a 13.
So no. Because what's that? My spell strength, eh?
Your spell DC.
Which is like 16.
Okay, yeah, so it's two fails.
Okay, so that's 8d6.
Wait, what?
So
that's a big fireball.
First one's 10 plus... First one takes 20. Second one takes 10...
Oh, they both take the same amount.
Okay. Well, actually, I rolled the same anyway, so yeah, they both take 20.
Okay, that's enough to kill both of them.
Fuck yeah, motherfuckers. The fireball just smashes in right directly in between the two of them and explodes in a wall of flame around it, just totally engulfing them, setting their stupid hippogriff feathers alight and melting them until they're dead.
So it melts them? Does the blast knock them off the path or anything?
Nah.
Okay, so they just leave two singed and burned bodies. Okay,
yep.
Cool.
Just crisps.
Steaming in the night air. Cool, I like it.
Thanks.
Nice big hit, pulling out all the stops straight away. One of them that was about to have a turn just died, and we are down to the one at the back. Is going to fly over all of you to get Rad, who's at the back, I assume.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And attack you, doing the same thing. One with the beak. That's definitely a miss, rolling a 3. And a 23 to hit with its claws.
Oh.
Only 9 slashing, though.
Wait, so that's 2 attacks, right?
Yep, that's beak and claws.
Can I get a riposte off the first one?
Can you do that off failed attacks?
Yeah, when a creature misses you with a melee attack, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, yes, you can.
Will that be in between their attacks?
I'm not sure how it works with multi-attack, because multi-attack isn't 2 attacks, technically. It's attacking twice at the same time.
So in that case, maybe you didn't miss me with a melee attack? Because one of them hit.
Yeah, but one of them didn't, so I don't know. Grey area. I'd say it does its 2 attacks, 1 fail, 1 succeed, and then you get your riposte.
Right, sure. I said I was holding my sword, I believe. So I will expend one of my superiority die. And it shafts completely for how this works. Easy reaction. That'll be it. Yeah, then I just make a normal attack against it. And I missed anyway. I rolled a 4 plus 6, 10.
Okay, so what did the all superiority die d8 do? Did you just spend...
That would add to damage.
Oh, okay.
If I hit. Yeah.
Cool. Sweet. And now it is Sasha's turn.
Cool. So the two that were attacking me are both dead.
Yeah.
And the last one that... Well, no, the one that was attacking me is dead and part of those two. And the other one that's left flew over the top.
And correct. So it's now behind your group.
I yell duck.
You're the further.
Because I have to turn around on the spot and fire backwards through you guys.
When she says duck, I say, I'm pretty sure it's a hippogriff.
Fucking coming with a duck.
If Sasha's going to fire a crossbow past the both of you.
I wasn't planning on firing a crossbow, no.
A firebolt.
I was going to fire Agana's Scorcher, which is 5 foot wide 30-foot line.
Okay.
If it's a 10-foot bridge, could we say they're either side? And then I can do it through the middle.
I'm gonna say you guys both have a chance to avoid this. Dex save.
Well, they have to do a dex save anyway to take half damage or not. But
I'll be friendly to them and make the dex save for the two of your allies and the DC 10.
Okay. That's nice.
I rolled a 7+2, so I guess I get hit by this.
Oh. And Kydron?
Sorry. That is an 8+3.
Okay, you managed to get out the way. Rad does not.
Because Kydron's seen me fire before, right? So he knows what's coming. Yeah, he's like, shit!
Yeah. The Hippogriff gets a 17 on its dex save.
Crazy sorcerer.
It gets a 17. It's a, it's a 15, so yeah.
Okay. So you only hurt Rad.
Half as much.
Okay, so Rad and the thing will both take half. I'm not going to get you to do full damage on Rad. He gets out the way, but not very well.
Okay, so that is 14, so that is 7. Not as good as it could have been. My rolls were shit.
How much did I take from the bird?
You took 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now it's Rad's turn.
Do I have any bonus actions?
I'm gonna have another go with my longsword, and I'm also gonna remember that I get to attack twice for some reason.
Because you're a fighter.
Hmm.
I'm gonna make it. 24 to hit.
That's a hit. That's a hit.
That's a hit. That's a DA. Look at this. and the first, and that is 7 damage.
Okay.
We're both just like, eh.
and 18.
It's another hit.
That's good. Fuck me, I need to get a cup. Jesus Christ. That's also going to do 7 damage.
Okay. Believe it or not, that's enough to kill that last hippogriff.
Yay!
So describe your two attacks and how it dispatches the giant creature.
It's already on a little bit of fire.
Yeah, well, aren't we all? Who among us is not on fire?
Me.
I swing around and I take one of its forelimbs off. And then with the other hit, I hit it right in the shoulder, just kind of knocking it off the side of the path and watching it fall.
Nice. Okay, so yeah, it falls out of view, and then it falls onto the path a few feet away from you, and it just splats in this, like, sickening, bone-crunching sound.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't jump.
I'm like, please don't make me have to roll a dice.
Yeah.
It's not coins this time. Yeah. Holy shit.
Cool. And after that, there is another, like, brief gold flash of light. And a portal opens back where you had just come from.
Sasha, do you have any healing potions?
Good question. Yes, apparently. Only one, and it's only a standard potion of healing.
I'll give you one.
Greater or anything.
I must have one, right? Do you want to hook me up? I don't have anything in my inventory.
Yeah, I'll give you each a potion.
I think I might have used some of mine already from memory. Because I swear I used to have more than just one.
I'm on 23 of 39, so I'd love some.
Oh, no, yeah. Sorry. I have 3 for some reason. So you can hang on to yours.
Okay. Brad, I'll give you one, though.
All right, what is it, heal?
Oh, yep. Damage.
How much?
Okay.
What is it?
Potion of healing. We'll just
2d4 plus 2.
That'll do.
That's okay, so I'm healing 7 up to 30.
Yeah, I'm back up to 27, right. Which is gonna have to do. Yep.
Alright, cool.
Alright, next level.
Yeah. You guys getting the feeling this might be a test?
Yeah. Wouldn't want to be the guy that used one of his only fireballs right at the start, though.
I'm interested as to whether there's 4 hippogriffs or 6.
What's that?
Well, we've had 0 and then we had 3.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, the next number is really.
Yeah.
Sasha flicks out her claws on both hands and just jumps towards the portal, singing Geronimo, but with her claws out this time. So whatever she lands in, she's planning on stabbing.
Okay. Cool.
You find yourself in a room of adorable children.
Marshmallows and kittens.
Okay. Hey, I get an intelligence roll to stop myself.
You guys, Sasha, you leap through the portal and you land again in the exact same place, but standing majestically right in front of you is a purple unicorn.
Hug it.
I stab it. No, I'm kidding. I don't stab it. Imagine that, eh? No. I get my wits about me real quick, and unicorns are magical, and can they, like, they've got special fucking shit. I try and talk to it.
Okay, what language do you try and talk to it in?
Yep, good point.
Hydron actually speaks Celestial, which might be the language.
I've got Abyssal, Celestial, Common, Draconic, and Elvish. So I just go through them.
Kydron will try Celestial.
Hello, my name is Sasha. Hello, my name is Sasha. Hello, my name is Sasha. In every language I know.
Hi, my name is. My name is. chicken, Sasha.
pretty much.
Okay, so I'll tell you now. It understands and speaks Celestial and Elvish.
Oh, cool. So it understood 2 of what I said.
Yeah, and understands Kydron as well. So whatever you guys are saying to it, Sasha's saying her name.
Yeah. I look at the purple, and I'm like, Messenger of Freylin in Celestial and Elvish, because I'm not sure. Oh, no, I would have picked up that Kydron was speaking Celestial, so yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it speaks back. It doesn't move its mouth like Mr. Ed or anything, like peanut butter mouth. It just sort of, when it speaks, it's expressive with its eyes, and then you hear Celestial being spoken in your mind.
Do I hear anything?
What languages do you speak?
I don't speak Celestial.
Okay.
I speak Goblin and Common.
Okay. And
So
if you said that or asked, is it a messenger of Freylin, it does a sort of chuckle in its mind. And Rad, you understand the chuckle. That's a universal.
fucking unicorn, says, mate.
Not exactly.
Fucking posh unicorn. Well, who are you then?
My name is Bracken. I am a guardian of this place.
Really, Bracken?
Is this riddles
what
or
is
sword?
This place?
This place is the nexus of all places.
Yeah, cool.
Are you here so we can prove our worth?
Most certainly.
And then Sasha grows her claws again and bows.
Yeah, it clearly noticed that gesture and says, "Well, if you're ready, there's no time like the present."
Yeah, that's what she was trying to convey by bowing. to be like, all right, well.
Stone picking contest.
Yeah, so to Red, this is just you, like a horse making sounds you don't understand.
In my head.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, and I turn, because you would have seen me bow and my claws grow, and I'll say, we're on. Are you ready?
I was seriously playing this thing now.
Are you?
Well, I'm not going to stab it because it's a shiny fucking horse.
Well, the problem is it might not even be a contest of, like, fight. Like, a unicorn that can talk, it might be a contest of wit. Who knows?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the horse to do the unicorn to do the first move.
ease back a little bit so he's in better spell slinging range and not so much being stabbed with a unicorn horn range. Yep.
It takes a few gentle, like non-aggressive steps towards you, and then tilts its head down, so sort of pointing the horn at Rad. And just waits with its horn sort of tilted down.
Can I put an orange on it?
You can put an orange on it if you want to. Do you?
No.
You then dive an orange.
Well, I don't know what he's saying, so I'm gonna ask my compatriots what he's saying, what it's saying, what they're saying.
It's not saying anything. I think it wants to battle with you.
Based on this sort of posture.
Well, I mean, it did say that it is a guardian of the realm, and based on what the other guardians did, I'm assuming this is a fight. Maybe this is like, you know, that one where people ride the horses and they have the spears, you know?
Wait, do I have any knowledge of unicorns?
I don't know. You tell me. Roll something.
roll
Arcana, I guess. Or history, maybe?
Or nature.
Eight.
You've heard of them, but as far as you always figure, they're just children's stories.
Quadron got a 14.
And it's not appearing aggressive other than the fact that it's...
It's not appearing aggressive at all. It's in fact, to your friends, it was quite polite. It was speaking politely, right, but it did indicate that something was about to happen.
As far as I'm concerned, it's a magical horse, so I approach also non-aggressively with my sword back in my thing, and I move my hand towards to touch it on the head as though it's a horse.
Okay, do you touch the horn?
I touch around the base of the horn.
Okay, you know. You regain 11 hit points.
So...
The horn emits this, like, this brief second of, like, really bright white holy light. And then you just feel better.
Right. I say thank you. And goblin.
it sort of takes a few steps backwards on the path. Even though it's moving backwards, it's still like graceful, thoroughbred type steps. Until it's about 20 feet away. And then it takes up a more defensive, aggressive pose.
Defensive, aggressive. Well... It's in a fight pose, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a bring it on, let's start kind of thing.
Yeah, because unicorns have, like, magic. So it can probably cast, like, spells and shit. I don't know, I deliberately don't look up monsters that I don't need as a DM, so I don't know anything. Maybe. Are we rolling initiative, or, like...
Yep. You sure are.
An infinite starry sky, a floating path in nowhere, hippogriffs, a freaking unicorn? Yeah, those things are normal. Where's Cloud? And what does Bracken the polite, well-spoken unicorn want? Find out next time. A big thank you to our Patreon supporters, Alex White Robinson, Person Who Wants to Stay Anonymous, Robert Baldino, Irene Cucci, Laura Christine Goodwin, James Blyce, RJ Hodgkins, Laura Douglas, Mel Ziegler, Roger Afamata, Sam Malcolm, Kydron Fowles, Lauren Flake, Kai Dearlove, and Rihanna Kavelsik. You are the real heroes. And don't forget to hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, those are all at FateOfIson, or email fateofison@gmail.com. Or head on over to the Necropodicon Network Discord server to chat with us in real time. There's a link to that on our website, fateofison.com. Alright? Thanks for listening. Words. Alrighty, thanks for listening, everybody. Catch you next time.
Oh, bruh. We're gonna have such a killer time at the top of this haunted ski resort.
I know, Chadwick. There's, like, no lines for the ski lift, dude.
But, Dump Truck, what about the babes?
Oh, bro, you think I forgot about the babes? Two words, Chadwick. Ghost. Babes.
Now, hold on a minute there, boys. You ain't planning on going up to that old haunted resort now, are ya?
What if we are, old man?
Well, I won't stop yous, but if you must go, you should take this.
The hell is this, old man?
Well, back in my day, we called it a Microsoft Zoom. We used to listen to a podcast called the Indie Film Review on it. A proud member of the Necroboticon Network. They were a movie review podcast that critically reviewed independent film while having a little fun in the process.
Sounds like dinosaur bullshit, Gramps. I'm gonna push you into a trash can now.
Well, butter my biscuits, I never...
Well, Dump Truck, now that we've taken out the trash, looks like we've got an appointment with some ghost babes.
Listen to the Indie Film Review for the lowdown on the coolest indie films you've probably never heard of.
The Indie Film Review. It's not delivery. It's Indie Film Review.